You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
In the morning. I think we just found another best of hour for Wake Up Tucson for the future. Bruce and I talking to Don Dickinson. That was fascinating, and we're both history people, so
yeah,
that was right up our alley.
Yeah, he's a good man. I mean, obviously, the thing with the Copper Bowl tennis tournament is testament to that. And anybody who willingly takes a job as a high school teacher any time in the past 50 years. Taking their lives into their own hands. But so the most memorable teachers that I had, besides Mrs. Falwell in sixth grade at Cragen Elementary, were all history teachers that I had.
I love it.
Mr. Gertis, Mr. Black. They were great teachers. I learned so much from them.
Well, it's those teachers that did the extra, right? Instead of just regurgitating a lesson plan or whatever was in the book to you and making it alive. That's
I know this sounds weird. So Mr. Gertis was in at Doolin Junior High, and I was sort of a punk at that time. I know that's hard to believe. But I was sort of a punk, and one day I showed up late for class, like 30 seconds late, and he gave me the stare down as I went to my seat. And his project was to motivate me, to engage me. And he did it, I think, in sort of an unusual way that probably most kids today would say, well, what's that? He made me cut out political cartoons from the newspaper and interpret them and talk to the class about what that political cartoon was about. So he didn't have me read long stuff. I was able to look at a cartoon, LBJ or, you know, whoever, you know, was the topic at that time, and talk about current events in sort of a political sense.
Oh, wow. And look where you are now.
And, you know, that was 60 years or so ago.
When you were at the peak of national committeemen, you're like, those political cartoons set me on the path.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Actually, that was probably more Kennedy's inaugural address in 1960, or 1961, I should say.
Huge, huge address, right?
I actually memorized that entire speech.
Wow.
Memorized it.
Just for craps and giggles?
No, or, because it talked to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It wasn't just for class, though, what I was saying.
Yeah. And I sat center stage at the 50-yard line, 22 rows back at the 2017 inauguration and listened to Donald Trump.
Right.
And I'm telling you, he was talking to me. He was talking right to me when he talked about the forgotten man. I mean, again, just an experience you never forget.
No, like I said, and very rarely do political speeches do that to the average bear.
But we've heard lots of ad nauseum drone-ons.
You are correct. I do want to get to our listener, David. He emailed us last week, and he has a follow-up email. So the first one was called Lawless Avenues, right? And they talk about how they stole a large commercial AC unit from the business over on Grant near I-10. They cut through two chain link fences to get to it, $14,000 in damage. He says, the demise of the old Pueblo, thanks for all that you do. Keep up the good work. Just emailed me at 6:30 this morning. Tucson, where theft never ends, is the next one. Again, over the weekend, thieves stole another AC unit from the business where I work.
In the same building?
Yeah, now we're up to 30,000, guys.
Right. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Thank you. Needless to say, the owners are angry and frustrated. I'm not sure how city officials expect a business to stay open when this crap happens over and over and over. Romero, Conlover, and the rest of them are pretty much worthless, as you know. Chris never stopped calling them out as the bad actors that they are. Thanks, David.
We operate a shopping center in Albuquerque where they have the same kind of a city council and a defund the police city council there.
Yep.
Last week, for the severalth time in the past 6 months, now that copper prices are way, way up,
right.
We had a kid on a man on a bicycle who managed to scale a shorter wall at the back of the shopping center. He left that site with copper wire wrapped around him.
Oh my lord.
Okay. I mean he had to have had 100 pounds of copper in that wire. I mean these are large cables.
That's meth for a whole year.
And he left the shopping center. We have him on video. And so our response to that is razor wire on the back side of that entire building. Steel cages around transformers because they, believe it or not, these people are stupid enough. They break into transformers, which they could kill them immediately,
right,
and blow up the place. We've caged them up, put razor wire so that if they do try to get on the roof, they're going to be very, very cut up and very sore for a long time.
Wow.
And that's what's because APD, just like TPD, they don't show up.
It's,
you talked about it last week about they say the crime rates are down. Baloney. It's because they don't feel that reporting it makes any difference if they're not going to come.
Yeah, they just know, right? And when they just keep – and the thing that I'm really disappointed with is you can see – I know he's in a hard place, Kazmar working for Romero. But when he kind of played along with the numbers going down – That disappointed a lot of cops.
I think the public should maybe take notice of that.
Yeah.
Because
if
he's cooperating with these false reports, or at least not questioning their veracity in public, you got to wonder if he's kind of in on the game.
Again, I just
to keep his job.
I've told him privately, if you're gonna get canned, you get canned. Just do the right thing.
Right.
Right. There'll be 28 other municipalities that will pay you double that you're getting now to be their police chief.
Well, but he's a Tucson guy, and he wants...
That's cute, look, but I know.
I'm never moving from Tucson, as much as I complain about it. This is my home. This is where my family and my friends, and although I hate the city government, I look at the sky, I look at the mountains, I feel the temperatures even when it's 110 degrees, and I said, this is where I live.
I'm with you.
It's hard to move.
All right, let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Bruce Ash, Christy Simone. You can catch Bruce on Saturdays on Inside Track.
We have a great show coming up.
Who's on?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
If we come back.
I love it.
Briefly.
I like that. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. It's the Green Valley, the entire town of Green Valley's playlist. Wake up. Oh, there we go. A little Bill Haley in the comments as part of the GV News reader playlist today. Let's go right to the phones. Hopefully he's still recovered from family vacay. It's Stephen Levine, RJP. Estate planning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm alive and the kids are alive.
That's good. Hold on. He gets a ding for that. Both Stephen and the Kings are alive. There we go. I love that. Congratulations.
my wife is out of town for a week, so it's a win that the house isn't burned down and everybody's breathing.
That's right. We had the Mr. Mom reference when we were talked last time.
That's right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. It's a good day. We're getting there. I saw the back to school stuff's back in Target right now, so we're getting close to getting the kids back to school. So learning and reading and all that good stuff. So,
yep.
So Stephen's going to explain, of course, how estate plans can protect yourself, protect your estate from going through probate, and protect your hard-earned assets. Stephen, according to the National Institute of Aging, two of the specific fears people have right before they pass away is the safety and welfare of the people they care about, and the next thing is about their legacy. They worry about how they'll be remembered. How can the folks listening right now alleviate those concerns through a comprehensive estate plan?
Yeah, Chris. So, hospice nurses will tell you that those fears become very real right before most people pass away. And my mom's actually a hospice nurse, so she can tell you the same thing. The problem is that people procrastinate. They wait too long. So, you don't want to wait until you're in hospice or you're incapacitated. You want to basically create a comprehensive estate plan now to alleviate those concerns about the welfare, financial security for the loved ones, and your legacy when you pass away. People with no estate plan in place should create what we call a comprehensive plan immediately. You want to get this done while you're healthy, while you're sharp mentally, really to ensure that the best decisions about who should care for you when you become incapacitated or already in place.
So it seems like people are confused about how to get this thing going. Is it really, I mean, to me, I always seem like it's the people don't like talking about the day that they might be very sick or they might die. But how do they, you know, I guess the thing is getting over that procrastination. Talk about that, because I think that's really the key to this discussion.
Yeah, you know, it's never fun to talk about mortality or death, and, you know, you feel good, you feel healthy, you feel like it's, you know, a million years away, it's not going to happen, you'll have time. But the problem is that, you know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Your mental health, your physical health isn't guaranteed. Life's not static. Most surveys you look at reference that procrastination is the number one reason why people don't get this estate plan in place. And the biggest reason within that procrastination is most people have the misconception that, you know, estate planning is really complicated. It's timely. There's a huge process. It's costly. RJP, we do estate planning. We've been in business for over 30 years. Have helped more than 40,000 local families here, and it really starts with this one-hour free consultation. Within that 1 hour, we can really dive in and kind of plan everything out, ask the right questions, really simplify the process. So the process is easy. You meet with an estate planner for an hour. We gather information. We figure out what you need specifically for your estate. We package it all together. Really, the main purpose is to avoid probate. I keep coming on the show preaching that probate is the thing you want to avoid most, really, in life. Probate, it's public record. Anybody can contest. There's over 20,000 pending probate cases lined up since COVID. It's just a nightmare for your family. And unfortunately, Arizona is a very low threshold for probate state. So in Arizona, the numbers are if you have personal assets over $75,000 or if you own a home worth more than about $100,000, which I can't see any houses nowadays that are less than that, those numbers right there can trigger probate. So what you need is what we call a living trust. Give RJP a call, meet with us, we'll get the documents in place, go over everything, avoid having to go to probate. And you know, at the end of the day, you want your family to not have to worry about the headache or nightmare of trying to unravel an estate when you pass away. So, you know, kind of get your ducks in a row now and let us help you.
Also, the kids could act rather weirdly after mom and or dad passes away, and that could get ugly.
Yeah, and we see it all the time. It's you know, greed, money. When money's in place, you know, you might not think family is not going to get along, but you know, from my experience, it seems like there's always that one person, that one wrench in a family dynamic that can throw everything off, and you just don't know how people are going to respond and dealing with a death and dealing with those emotions, and then all of a sudden there's an estate, there's money it grabs, then you start having these feelings surface from, you know, in the past, and people feel like they're entitled to, you know, something maybe they shouldn't be, and then it starts causing that rift in the family. So, yeah, that's one way to avoid that, is getting everything kind of written and in place legally to avoid any sort of any cracks or gray area.
I kind of think the dynamic on this is parents who did everything they could for their kids to protect them over all these years, right, and be there for them. It's about maybe just the idea that you don't think about it because, again, the procrastination is finishing off that dynamic of taking care of your kids and your grandkids over the years, but you're doing it through a good plan at the end of your life.
Yeah, you know, and truth be told, you know, a person's legacy can represent a lot of things like positive influence, support, giving back to the community. You can be remembered as a great person, a great parent. Obviously, if you don't have your finances and your estate plan in order, that's not going to tarnish your overall reputation. But you don't want that to overshadow in the moment when you pass away. You don't want the first thing happening in the family is fighting or trying to unravel and go through probate. You know, you want people to basically be able to say, okay, we appreciate that everything's in order. It's organized. we don't have to worry about complexity with dividing or distributing the estate. We can remember our parents. We can take time to mourn. The first thing we don't want people to have to worry about is that the nightmare of having to go through probate or fighting amongst each other over the assets.
So what specifically can the Wake Up Tucson listeners do to get this started, to get the plan going to protect their assets and the future of their kids and grandkids?
Yeah, so the first thing is give us a call, sit down for the free first hour consultation. We're going to build a comprehensive estate plan that has everything in it that's important to you. That includes power of attorney documents that protects your finances and medical wishes while you're alive if you ever become incapacitated. We also build the living trust that we can protect your house, your bank accounts, your investments. Everything's in there. The trust dictates who is the point person, sort of the quarterback of your estate that is going to go to the bank, distribute the money to the beneficiaries, sell the house, really the distribution, the gatekeeper. And the most important thing is really the after death settlement support package, we call it. So that's if the executor needs kind of a hand-holding guidance, it's free of charge. They meet with us. We basically sit down with them, help direct them in everything they need to know what to do, offer that support. We also offer what we call digital asset accessibility. So, you know, it's an example of RJP. We reach out to the clients every few years. We say, hey, let's encourage you to come in for a review of your trust, review of your documents, make sure everything is still coherent and still the same with the flow of your estate, who your executors, power of attorneys are. And while we meet with you, we also update your trust. If there's any law changes, that's always free of charge. So just recently there was, you know, one law that was had to do with digital assets. So we basically add that document to the trust saying, hey, any digital assets you have, whether it's access to your bank accounts, online bill pays, emails, tablets, phones, we included that document that gives access and authority to your agents to be able to access anything digital. And that's something that I think a lot of firms don't do. They don't stay up to date, or if you contact them and say, hey, I need to update my trust or my estate documents, and they're probably going to charge you for it. And we don't charge for that. So it's really just getting all your ducks in a row. Sit down with us. We've been in business for over 30 years. We have probably the most affordable pricing in Tucson since everything's packaged together. Really one-stop shop for everything. So,
all right, if you're at least
60 or over, call us. Yep,
sorry. If you're 60 years older, I don't want to run out of time. Take advantage of RJP Estate Planning's low summer pricing for a comprehensive estate plan that includes a living trust. Call 520-441-4523, 520-441-4523. 4523 for RJP Estate Planning. Call by the end of today to schedule a free consultation. Steven, have a great rest of your week, and have a great 4th of July.
You too. I feel like I'm giving an Oscar speech, and I'm getting kicked off the stage with music. So.
You are definitely getting played off right now because we have a hard news break. Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. No offense. Hey, have a good one, Chris.
You too, my friend. You too. 520-441-4523. Like I said, I saw this was Dan Shearer, the Japanese girl trio covering the Carpenters, which is, it's nice. They're called Shonen Knife, which is close to Rocco's group name. I never thought about that for his band. He has an SH knife in his band name. And I think Dan does this to, I think he's, this is to show some kind of like cool street cred thing, you know, when he's hanging out with Dylan Smith and Tim Steller. He's like, hey, I got a Japanese band called Shonen.
Not just a Japanese band, a Japanese girl band.
That's true.
It's kind of neat. So there was an album of all Springsteen covers, and it was, the name of the album was called Cover Me, which is one of Bruce Springsteen's songs.
Right.
And there's another album of Beatles covers called Get Back. And there's another song about Eagles covers, and I can't remember what that's called. But anyway, great concept, I think.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, we're having fun with these playlist things. What do you give me some streaming stuff? This is what we do usually the half hour together.
Let's talk about Inside Track just for a second.
Oh, yes. I apologize.
Great show. So, Hidden History of the White House with Corey Mead, a new book out by him.
Okay.
And we're going to find out all kinds of cool stuff about what's happened in the White House. And the second one is an interesting...
Whose White House?
Our White House. The People's House.
You mean the moron, just during the year of the moron now, or...
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple tales.
Okay.
Maybe about Major, the police dog.
Oh, no.
Who lived at the White House?
Commander.
Major.
The attack dog.
Whatever. And a fellow by a UCLA professor by the name of Amir Alexander talking about how this country was laid out from George Washington on, surveying counties and the meridians. Oh, wow. And all kinds of different stuff, and how the kind of impact that's had on government and culture. And we'll talk about other things as well.
Well, then you can get into the interstate system at that point also, right?
Yeah.
Part of that.
And just as a program alert, our show on July 20th will mark the 55th anniversary of the Apollo landing on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed at 1:17 Arizona time, which is when we'll be on. And we actually have an Apollo astronaut who will be with us on that show. And we have a great author. This guy, John Stansbrough, he wrote a book called The Wrong Stuff about the Soviet space program. This is the most entertaining, engaging book. I try to do my show prep on all of our literary guests. This thing has made me laugh because of all the stupid stuff that they've done. That you didn't hear the other two letters.
No, Matt's giving you a okay.
And anyway.
Close, but okay.
And we're hoping to get somebody from either... Didn't
the Soviets send dogs up?
Laika was one of them, who died from asphyxiation about 2 days into the flight.
Oh, God.
But a great story. I just finished the book last night, and a wonderful thing. And we're hoping to have somebody either on from the United Launch Alliance or SpaceX to talk about the future of space travel. So it ought to be a great show on July 20th.
Is Worldview going to be on that show?
They will not be on that show because they are doing nothing except grifting off of the state and local governments as well as Australia federal government.
Crikey.
And our friend Captain Bob Wells has an unbelievable lineup for a national security show that he'll be doing on July 8th.
Look at Inside Track.
All good.
Woo! Before we get to streaming, let's get to Billy Beard on line 47. Billy Beard, what's shaking, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Just back to what Bruce was talking about earlier about his business that he putting up the razor wire and whatnot. And at some point, you got to wonder when people will actually start making the connections. But it's no small irony that, you know, a few years ago they were purging the prisons of all of the inmates because of COVID concerns. And, you know, we've got people like Laura Turnover that are making sure that our streets are full of those same kind of people. You know, the businesses and homes are responding naturally by basically becoming prisons, by putting up the razor wire, putting up walls, making them taller, putting spikes, et cetera, on top of the homes. Where in the great universe of wisdom in the community leadership is someone standing up and asking the simple question, why is it our homes and our businesses are now resembling prisons rather than where they were originally intended to be?
Well, that's why I did that Photoshop yesterday. I don't think Bruce saw it yet. It's the Conover Voter House.
Oh, God.
It does have the razor wire.
Yeah, it looks like East Berlin and West Berlin.
Ron Barber's house.
Yeah, really. Wow.
You know,
Billy B., you're right on.
Khrushchev was right because they've turned America into those Soviet gulags?
I mean, I remember seeing this. Higgins and I were walking... We were walking for Tanner in 2012, and we're working that Columbus north of Grant
yep.
kind of area.
I know where you're talking about.
Knocking
exactly.
on some doors and handing out some Tanner Bells. And you could tell, now this is 2012, right?
Right.
They were on this one block, and there was like five houses that were already in lockdown mode.
Yeah.
Right? Between the fencing, the barbs. One actually had razor wire on. It was just missing machine gun turrets. And Joe and I are like, these are the stalwarts that are not going anywhere.
Right.
Right.
Tough neighborhood.
So what do we, you know, what's that look like now, 12 years later? Right?
Those same neighborhoods you would find more and more are resembling those, you know, fortified things from the Middle Ages. And it, you can just watch through Tucson as you know, doing the political thing. You see every cycle. It's like more and more and more homes are resembling those kind of places.
Those big 5 and 6 foot tall corrugated steel fences that are very, very ominous and hard to get through, because if you don't put the protective coating on the top of them, you're going to rip your body apart as you try to scale them. Yeah. All over the place.
A friend of mine just said he's done restaurants in the past. He would never do a new restaurant in the city limits of Tucson without budgeting in the iron bar, iron grates across the windows.
Yeah.
He would never do a restaurant in Tucson with a naked window face again. So that's where you're at. Bill, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
always.
Regina.
Have a good day. 790-2040. Now, I could take us. So I guess the what do we got here? Sarah sent me the Pima County Women's Republican Club is doing a debate watch party on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be at La Paloma Country Club. They have a couple of speakers. Laura Siskamani and Jake Hoffman are going to be two of the speakers at the debate party. And Rhino, not Jake, that's Laura.
That's an interesting combo.
So she wanted to know if there's anything. This is actually good. Good radio. This could blow up our entire streaming discussion, but what are a few fun things we can keep track of? So we've had this discussion in the past, Sarah. You want to do the bingo card, right? Or we call it the drinking game, right? You get
right.
the drinking game also, right? So what are things that we know are going to happen in the debate that you can keep track of in a fun way, whether it's through, you know, imagine all the Pima County Republican women doing tequila shots every time something happens. So I think number one is how many times they try to kill, they're going to kill Trump's mic mid-sentence.
True.
Right? I think that's...
Well, start at the very, very first words that come out of Jake Tapper's lips.
Right.
You're a convicted felon and you're running for president.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Trump, you want to deport millions of people. You're a beastly person. Mr. Trump.
Now, I like where you're at with the convicted felon, because we have to say, how many times did they say convicted felon in their question?
Like 197,000 times.
Now, it's interesting. So she has, Sarah has, how many times will Trump or Biden's mic get shut off? Which one's the most, right?
Trump.
It's... It just feels like that, right?
I wonder if it's on a tape. I wonder if it's on a tape delay. I wonder if there's a delay where somebody could hit the dump button,
right?
And you don't hear stuff.
I don't know. How about Biden saying "no kidding"?
No joke. No kidding. Or corn pop.
If he brought back corn pop, that'll be hot. All right, let's think about this. Give us between now and between now and Thursday. Let us know what's things like that are going to come up. Was Bruce? He's like he was punching the speed bag there, just trying to be the mic.
Hitting the mic. Hitting the booze and then hitting the mic.
What's our, let's go back. What's our, give me a streaming thing that Bruce is watching.
I'm watching an Australian show right now. I'm in season two of a show called Total Control.
Oh, I thought it was about a balloon company that said they were going to do space tourism.
No, this person is fighting against worldview.
Oh.
Does not want those thieves stealing money from the Australian treasury. Those SOBs. Wow, that went right through my, in stereo went through my ears. Great show. And
what's it called?
Total Control.
Total Control.
About an Aboriginal woman who was appointed senator from Queensland and her political travails in that country. I'm just about finished with season two right now.
What are you watching this thing on?
It is on Prime.
Okay.
And it's one of their shows that comes up. Watching season three of Professor T.
Okay, so I didn't know Professor T existed till like last weekend.
Oh, it's a great series.
All right, tell me about Professor T. I saw it was popped up on PBS.
He's a germaphobe, and he's a criminologist in England, and he helps the police solve crimes.
So it's English Monk?
Yes. On steroids.
Okay.
He makes Monk look normal. And this season, because he was involved in a shooting, he goes to jail and he's awaiting a trial at this time. And he wears gloves, okay? He won't make contact with people. He's got this very, very contentious relationship with his extravagant, eclectic mother, but he is beloved by the police.
I love it.
And he's a most interesting fellow.
Oh, I see who. Okay, so I didn't realize that was his mother. My wife had it on last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother, Frances Delator.
Yeah, she's a kook.
Yeah. So, if you remember in the Harry Potter movie, there was the one called the Goblet of Fire, and there was this tall lady named Lady Maxime, who was kind of the head of the French school of witchcraft and whatever. That is Frances Delator. Like, when you see her, very recognizable
face. I've never
face.
Watched a Harry Potter movie. I'll have to take your word for it.
Yeah, I figured. So, that was for the rest of us.
Yeah. we finished another BBC.
So you laugh a lot during this Professor T thing.
Yeah, yes? it's a little bit of a nervous laugh at times. But yeah, a good show. We finished a series called Trigger Point about
Trigger Point.
Yeah.
Hey, if you guys have a good streaming series you want to share with us, because movies are crap right now, especially.
There's a great movie coming out next week.
790-2040 is the phone number. Despicable Me 4? Is that what you're excited
Pardon?
About? Despicable Me 4? That's what you're excited about?
No.
Oh,
Horizon.
Sorry. Oh, okay. We'll get to that in a second. All right. Back to your streaming series that I interrupted you on. I apologize.
Trigger Point.
Trigger Point.
This is a story about demolition explosives people in the UK. Great cast and great characters, that was a pretty exciting show. There's another series,
that's one of your Brit boxes, or
Brit
it says you can watch it on Peacock.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Another in the Cobra series. This one not quite as good as the last two, but not bad. The Prime Minister gets his tail end handed to him at the end of the show. Most of all, the same characters are in the show. Payback, which we may have talked about before, a great show. No Offense, a great show.
My God,
also
you're just rocking it out today.
Blue Lights.
Jesus.
Okay. Happy Valley.
What? Wow.
Almost all these are cop shows. You know?
What do you got in anything in the Scandinavian world? What do you got for us?
You know, there's not enough of them that are dubbed in English, and I just refuse to have to be reading subtitles in order to follow what's going on. Okay, Borgen was a great example of that. I didn't know that they did have a version that was dubbed, and they also had subtitles, but I could follow the show. But most of them, the German ones as well, for some reason, the French, they do them in their native language and they don't dub them.
Wow. I like the Scandinavians. I always have for all these shows,
they're
dark,
and that's what kind of makes them great.
Yeah. The atmospheric of it is just beautiful.
Right.
I always have my subtitles on anyway for everything.
Yeah, me
nowadays.
Too. Well, particularly if I'm watching anything where there are Welsh speakers. Oh. Okay, because some of what comes out of their mouth
Scottish.
Is almost like gibberish. You can't understand it unless you're following the subtitles.
What's that line by Mark Twain? Two great countries separated by a common language.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I've I watched an interesting movie last week called The Nest with Jude Law, also on Prime.
Right.
The most depressing movie. If you want to bring yourself down and have a completely depressing evening, watch The Nest with Jude Law. An English guy who went to America, married an American woman, lured back to England to work with his old mentor to kind of build up the company. And this guy came from a very, very impoverished, childhood, and wanted everything. You know, just wanted to live the good life. And it is the self-destruction of this guy. He admits to a taxi cab driver he was down to his last 50 pounds that he owned in the bank. And the guy was driving him from London to his home in Surrey.
Right.
Because his wife had left him during a business dinner in London. The guy stopped 20 miles away from the destination and said, "Hey, mate, you need to get out here because I know you don't have any money and you can't pay me." The guy walked for the rest of the evening to get home. The ending scene is the most depressed kind of a scene.
This is stay away from the movie.
Stay away from this movie.
Gotcha. All right, let's go to break. 8:50 in the morning. Ted Maxwell's on in the Jump in Tucson. I think it's Jan Leisure, from what I remember him telling me. So, no official heads up, but we're gonna get it one day.
Okay.
So. I think it's Jan Leisure with Ted at 9:07 later, in just about 15, 16 minutes from now. One last segment with Bruce and Chris. You're on Wake Up Tucson. All right, little Jethro Tull closing out the Green Valley playlist today.
Didn't you know that Jethro Tull was banned on the show?
Well, just extended flute solos.
Okay. Right.
So, and I do have visual confirmation. I see Ted Maxwell and Jan Leisher in the green room. So
I guess that's a go for Jan Leisher.
As we like to say, that crap just got real, as we say in Bad Boys. So that's coming up on Jump in Tucson. Let's get Brushfire on the show. Brushfire, good morning.
Okay, I'm going to throw something down for you guys because I think both of you would get a big kick out of this.
Yeah,
there's a show on Amazon, and by the way, happy
Taco Tuesday.
That's right, every day in Tucson, Taco Tuesday, right around the corner, right on the prize at Palo Verde and Veterans. If you want to meet a great family,
get to the movie.
It's so good. I get my little tiny lunch treat there, and they are so
Bruce
friendly.
Wants to know about the show. He's like,
give
what?
Me the show, brother.
Okay. All right, here we go, Bruce. And it's not going to sound like it came out of my mouth, but the show is called Evil.
No.
I'm not kidding you. Have you heard of it?
No.
Hey, Sean.
Oh my God.
Sean, can I contribute here?
Yes.
I have watched every episode of Evil so far.
Isn't that one of the greatest shows you've ever seen?
So it's about a guy named David Acosta who's training to be a Catholic priest. Okay. And what happens is he's part of a team of assessors who's basically put on these different missions by the Catholic Church to see if there's a demonic possession or something, or if it's just some other reason, right? It could be fake.
It could be psychological.
Right?
Yes. It can be psychological, or it could be pure demonic possession. And the cool thing is they have that smart guy, the Indian guy, that's pure atheist or something like that.
He's not Indian. So he's a kind of a fallen away Muslim who's very science and engineer kind of guy. And then you have
you got
the struggling Catholic woman who is the psychologist.
Yep.
And there's all of these things. So these cases could be environmental or psychological, but there is real demonic stuff going on also at the same time. I'm fascinated by the show, and I did follow it over to the newer seasons to Paramount Plus. And
okay,
there's only like four episodes left in the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm glad that you saw it, Chris. And I thought when I said it out loud, you were going to go, "Oh no, not Sean." But it is. When I saw it, I was like, "Oh, I shouldn't be watching this." And I got hooked on the first episode. I was like, "Oh my God, this is so cool!"
It's very well done.
Another great show on Paramount Plus just started again. Season 3, The Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, I love that show.
What a dark show.
I mean, the politics of prison, right? Isn't that incredible
how crime.
and real crime. I mean, that's real crime right there. That's and it happens. It's real.
Place reminds me of Tucson.
One of the realest show. Yeah, Tucson's a little worse than that, in my opinion.
I mean, that's bad.
If we could get the mafia to come out here and run this town, it would be run better than what is going on. And, you know, God bless Ted bringing on Jan, but geez, size matters, you know, or signs matter. Sorry about that. Well, but yeah, Bruce, if you watch that, I think you'd get a kick out of it because it really digs down deep. And I've got some things in my house that, you know, people will say, oh, you got a picture of the devil in your house. Well, if you believe in God, you got to believe in the other half. You know, if you read the Bible, it's real. It's real. Demonic possession happens. And I know some people go, oh, it sounds crazy. No, it sounds not crazy. It's in the book. It's not like we're making stuff up here. You guys have a great day. And the drinking game, I've got some barbecue whiskey, Chris. I'm going to say the drinking game starts with, hey, wait a minute, listen. It's going to be a screaming match. And I think how many times they cut the mics off, that's going to be the drinking game that puts me down.
Yeah,
it's just how many times you cut the mics off. And it's your brother
threats to democracy.
It's just bread and circuses, guys. It ain't going to change anything.
Brushfire Sean, peace be with you on this Taco Tuesday.
Be the change you believe in out there, ladies and gentlemen, and I guarantee you it's going to be hot at 1 o'clock. I don't care what the county says.
I think Sean has a good thing as part of our best Mexican food city, right? Really, the tagline for Tucson as a Mexican food city is every Tuesday, every day is Taco Tuesday in Tucson.
Right.
Right? Also, every day is fentanyl Friday in Tucson. All right, Jan Lesher and Ted coming up.